Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Okay, I just want to share something that's very close to my heart. I believe God will give me speed to explain it to you. Luke chapter 8, a popular place, a popular scripture, passage of the Bible. From verse 40, Luke 8:40, if you're there, I'll read quickly because I will be skipping as I go. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. Glory be to God in the highest. And behold, there came a man named Jairus. He was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come into his house. Come to his house. For he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, come from behind and touch the border of his garment, and immediately her flow of blood stopped. Come on, church, are you with me? And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitude throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" You know why? It is possible to touch him. This way. It is. Even now. It is. 46. But Jesus said, "Somebody. I can see all. I can feel them pressing against me. But I'm asking, who touched me?" There are touches and there are touches. "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Not that I'm losing my power. No. This person is drawing power. All other touches are just touches. This one is is connecting a flow. Now, when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed. How she was healed immediately. That's the word. I was going to continue, but I was stopped. How she was healed immediately. 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 Somebody can have such connection today. I know. Believe in me, I know. In the name of Jesus, I know. I know. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he was still speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But Jesus heard it. He heard it. He wasn't talking to him, but he heard it. He answered him saying, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be made well." So in other words, what you are just hearing, what you are now listening to, will introduce fear, and that will kill your daughter. Don't hear them. Only believe. Fear not. Only believe. Watch where you go to hear stuff, and watch what you hear. They weren't talking to Jesus, they were talking to somebody. And he intervened. Said, "Do not fear, only believe." How many by what you've heard is the reason you're in bitterness? Is the reason you're sick? Is the reason you're struggling? You're struggling by what you heard, because of what you heard. Do not fear, only believe. Have you ever been loved in a place before? And then you were away for just a few weeks or a few days. And when you came back, everybody seemed to hate you. They've heard something. Somebody said something. Do not fear. Only believe. Acts 10:38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? Come on, talk to me. With what? And with? Who went about doing and healing all who were by the devil, for God was, and we are what? Come on, help me. We are of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Then he continued. Now, who was anointed? And with what was he anointed? Come on, talk to me. So anywhere you find anointing in Bible parlance, it is, come on, talk to me. It is done by the Holy Spirit, or with the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit, and if you're going to talk of God, with the Holy Spirit. God anoints you with the Holy Spirit. Actually, literally, I mean, they'll tell you, I mean, people who analyze words, we say, it means actually, literally means smear. So that means that God smeared Jesus. Come on, talk to me. With what? The Holy, with who? The Holy Spirit. Spirit. So God smeared him with the Holy Spirit, and so he went everywhere. In other words, because he was smeared with Holy Ghost, anywhere he appeared, something happens. Yeah. Because he was smeared with the Holy Spirit, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit. Everywhere he went, he undid the works of the devil. He untwined the twisted work of the devil. He straightened the crookedness of the devil. Come on, everywhere he went, he dispelled the darkness of the devil. Not that he went to strike. He wouldn't go to fight. He would just manifest. And because he was smeared with the Holy Spirit, things happen. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why I'm certain that something is about to happen tonight. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody hearing me? Now, I want you to understand that in John 4:24, the Bible says, God is who? God is? Come on, talk to me. God is? Come on, talk to me. God is? Hallelujah. And God smeared Jesus with what? Spirit. So God smeared him because he was a man on earth. You know, he undid himself of all that was God. He wasn't acting against God, but he put his Godhood down so he could identify with man. So as son of man, God smeared him with spirit. But God is spirit. So God smeared him with God. So everywhere he turned, creatures recognize God. I mean, the works of the devil recognize God. Everywhere he turned. Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him as what? In what? In the spirit. If I'm going to have any tangible worship, I better know who I'm dealing with. If I walked up to Pastor Fred and I begin to speak Chinese, take it that I understand Chinese. I don't. They just assume that I do. You say, are you speaking in tongues, Pastor? At first, you will think I'm joking. I said, no, Pastor Fred. He said, no, Pastor. He said, Pastor D, you will laugh again. I said, no, but you see, by the time he gets to understand I'm serious, he will get to say, I don't understand what you're saying. It's the same way. No matter how you want to package it, no matter how you want to present it, if you are going to connect with God, make it spirit. That's the only way you can get his ears. It's the only way you can make impact. See, they that worship must in the spirit. Anna, my few years of being a Christian and being a pastor, I tried to define worship in many ways. In many ways, I tried to see how to define it. I realized that if it is for God, to God, towards God, in Him, it must be worship. That's, worship is what is how I relate with Him. Picture that way. See, if I have issues with my wife, if I make that issue an object of worship, Lord, if I have issues with my health, I say, God, worship. If I want to preach a sermon, and I say, let this be a worship. He will sit down. He will occupy it. Because he will inhabit it. What if I want to do a business? Make it a worship. Have you sat back to think of the pattern prayer? Our Father. Does that sound like worship? Who art in heaven? Does that sound like worship? But that's how to pray. Hallowed be your name. Jesus says you want to pray. You want to ask God for your daily bread. So you begin to understand how things are from heavenly perspective. See Jesus. 30 years on earth. Apart from 12 years when he was taken to the temple. We didn't hear much. But the day he came to Jordan to be baptized, hear me, the Bible says heaven's open and God bathed him in the Holy Spirit. Hiya. And the Bible said from that moment, the moment he came out of the water, his first step said he was led of the Spirit. Can you see that your life is to be led? In fact, your life is being led. I'm saying it now because if you understand what the Spirit is saying, your miracles begin now. In the name of Jesus. God is no respecter of anybody. That's why that prayer of form must be answered for all of us. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. So, you, are you with me? You're flowing. You're getting what I'm saying? So, he went everywhere doing good. Now, if God is spirit, and God smeared him with spirit, anointed him, and the moment he came out, the first step, the Bible said he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness. And so there was trouble in the wilderness. But if you are led, whether there is trouble or no trouble. See, for the God on the mountain is the same God in the valley. You see, the God when things are good, it's the same God when they look like they are bad. He's able to change every bad thing and turn them right. So the God in the daytime, he's still God in the night. He's God! And so he led him. But look at it. The moment he was smeared, every step was led. And even in the wilderness, he was led. When the devil came, he was led. When the devil tempted him, he was led. In answering the devil, he was led. And when the devil could not contain him, he began to realize there's something about this man. Let me warn somebody here. From today, you will begin to realize there's something about this man, this woman, this. There's something. Yeah. The day you began to realize that. There will be no place that will be too secret for you to be invited to. No place that will be too high for you not to enter. Because you live in the presence of him that is above all. It will be a privilege for them to invite you. Did you hear me? But see, it begins from what you know. And so you look content with everything, everywhere you are. Why? Because you know you are always in. When you are robbed with God, you are always in his presence. The anointing, his presence, the Holy Ghost, they are synonymous. Yeah? Is somebody hearing me? We're about to lay hands on people now. There will be manifestations. In the name of Jesus. There will be in the name of Jesus. You see, why is it special? Because I've read it. By his spirit, he has allowed me to see it. So I say what I see and what I hear. And that's why fibroids will disappear tonight. In the name of Jesus. Blocked tubes will open. In the name of Jesus. Problems in your spinal column will disappear. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who you are. It looks like skin trouble and you're afraid it can be cancer. Dry up in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Okay. So, if that be the case, then we can now begin to understand better what the Bible means. He says, Jesus spoke. He said, the thief comes not, but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And these are the tools that he's using against every one of us today. If it's not sickness, it's poverty. If it's not poverty, it's cheating. If it's not cheating, it's defrauding. If it's not defrauding, it's fear. If it's not fear, it's failure. If it's not failure, everything that will limit you and contain you, that's the devil. Say, but see, say, the thief comes not. That's the only reason he will come. Still kill, destroy. Say, but I am come. That you may have what? Okay. We are introducing another word. I am come that you may have what? And have it. Alright. But you see how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with what? Oh, the Holy Spirit brings power. And everywhere he went, he restored life. He restored anything stolen and destroyed. And that's why there's going to be an unusual restoration here in the next 30 minutes. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. God knows I'm not joking. I'm an orant. Say, why is he so bold? Should I be afraid of you and not him? I fear him more than I fear you. So I will say what he says. And let the devil be in trouble right away. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the trouble that has troubled you all your life, we give away today. In the name of Jesus. All your life. In the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. So I said, I've come that you may have what? But now let me take you to John chapter 6, I think, yes. It is the spirit that does what? Quickens. Aha. Said the what? The letter prophet. The letter killer. Prophet is nothing. Said the words that I speak unto you. They are what? Can you now see that if it is God, it is spirit. Whether it is his word, his presence, his hand, his leg, his breath. If it is God, spirit. If it's God, Spirit. And not just any Spirit, Holy Spirit. Because it's holy. The word that I speak to you, they are what? And they are life. Oh, so anywhere you see the Spirit, you see life. All right. So everywhere he went, he was doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. How? The Spirit is present and he's giving back life. And here we say, I've come that you may have life and have it how? More. So don't think God will just equal what has been. No. He will vanquish it and put you on extra. Abundantly. So in other words, if we are talking Spirit, come on church. And we're talking life, to have in the life of God, which is Zoe. Then we're talking of flow. Hallelujah. It flows. That's why I can stand here and say, in the name of Jesus. And people begin to receive. Devils begin to fly away. Bondages begin to be loosened. In the name of Jesus. And that's why I can stand there and I do that. And all across the internet world, people are receiving miracles in the name of Jesus. Can you see? You say, why? Because in the spirit realm, there's no limit. No, there's no limit. There's no distance. There's no space. Instant. Okay, how come some sicknesses, how come some healing don't happen? I mean, won't happen? God still has the sovereignty. He may choose to do it now or delay. He's God. What's important for you to know who you are dealing with? The God you're dealing with. The God that cannot fail. Who has his own timetable? Yeah. Are you here with me? Yes, sir. That's why the man who have been sitting there for 38 years. Was it 38? Yeah, 38. And that's it. That's why the centurion said, you don't need to come, just speak the word. Whoop. But with Jairus, he got there and he literally touched the girl. He's the same God. Did he have to get there? He didn't have to get there. The rich man from Capernaum, he said, when did he get well? He said, that same time that Jesus said, your servant is healed. You can do it anyhow. Is somebody here with me? So your situation is never hopeless with God. No. 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 So what happened to that woman? When she touched the hem of his garment, What happened? Made whole. How? By what we have been saying? Life. I sense that God is healing you right now. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus. Now, you see what I'm saying? I'm holding it. This life of God is real. How does it do? It gets transmitted. How? It flows. Anything I hold, it flows into it. Now you can see why in Acts chapter 19, in the name of Jesus, they were taking Ephraim from the body of Paul. After all, this is not Paul. This is Tyro. You know me. You touched me before. But I'm speaking his word. I'm giving out his message. Everything God is life and spirit. If you believe it, something happens to you straight away. That's why you need to have faith in it. You know how Jesus demonstrated it? He took them up the mountain and he transfigured. He showed them who he really was. The same thing that they've been touching, they saw him begin to glow. Life was flowing from inside out. And suddenly they didn't see his clothes anymore. They didn't see his hair anymore. They saw light. They said the kind of light that they have never seen. They had never shown this part of the world, in the world before, on earth. Never. They went down on their faces. From where did that light come from? From his spirit. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Do you know that what I'm doing, the goat is not capable of doing it? It's soul and body. I am a man. And God has created man with the capacity to receive and to reveal him. That's why, since the day I heard of it, I never cease to bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he will strengthen you with might by the Holy Spirit in your inner man. When he strengthens you, that's his spirit coming into you. And when his spirit sits in your spirit, then it will affect your mind and it will affect your outside. So when we talk about the substance, the tangibility of the spirit, the substance of the spirit, in the spirit realm, it is spirit. So faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yeah? What is substance? If I say substance, is something you can hold. Why? You are in the material realm. But we are talking of something coming from the spirit realm. So what's the substance there? Spirit. I see it, but I can't hold it physically, but I can hold it in spirit. I'm holding it. That's believing, receiving. And once that happens, my mind is educated. That's my soul. So God manifests through the faculty of my soul, my brain, then my physical. Otherwise, how do you believe? You believe because your mind is educated by the power from within. And I tell them, I say, if you can be born again, then you can be healed. If you can be born again, then the miraculous can always happen in your life. It's the same process, the same pathway. You hear it. He goes in and he gets into your spirit, man. Then he educates your mind. That's why I say, daily renew your mind. Your mind is always getting from here and trying to hear from inside. Getting from here. That's why the battle every man fights is in the mind. That's why the weapons of our warfare are not coming, but they are mighty God. Stronghold, from where? Casting down every what? Imagination. Your battle, the battle of your life, the superiority, or rather, the extent, the virtue, the strength. I mean, how many say it now? The worth of your life comes from your mind. It's how much your mind is hearing your spirit and how much your mind is hearing the world. You are a spirit being. That's why you are different from goats and cows. That's why to as many as receiving the name has given the capacity to become what? What has he given them? Capacity. What has he given them? Ability. What has he given them? The same thing we call strength when we're talking about Sarah. Ability to receive God and then let him flow. So let him flow. I can say more, but I'll stop.
And say, what? Of course, this man said, but this is reality by the grace of God. This is reality. And you see, the interesting thing is this. Jesus came and he did it. Paul came. Come on, church, are you here? And he did it. You see, the things that Jesus did, they are superior. No. You know, when he was talking to them, he said, you are marveling at this thing that you see. He said, you don't know that I'm from my father. He said, I forgot the way he put it, but the scripture is there, maybe on Sunday. He said, greater work than this. I will do that you may believe, that you may know. I picked that word, greater work than this. And when he was talking about you, say, if you love me, keep my commandment. And greater works than these. People have been battling. More than Jesus, bigger than Jesus. It's an expression. Exactly. Like Jesus standing, Paul stood, whom? Time will, I'm believing God, I'll stand. This, you, the same. That is, no, but you just need to know. Paul sat down and taught them for about 3.5 years. And they went everywhere. Everywhere they stood, they were like Paul. Paul was like Jesus. They were like Jesus. I stopped there. Let's do the anointing. When we anoint you with oil today, power will flow. Amen. Life will flow. Amen. There'll be creative miracles. In the name of Jesus, there'll be healings for your body. There'll be deliverances for your soul. I mean, God, there'll be victory, tangible victory in your homes. In your, there'll be evidences of his victory in your businesses. In the name of Jesus. You see what I mean? It's the same anointing of the Holy Ghost. He cannot be contained. He cannot be limited. Glory be to God in the highest. Let me give it to him. See, anything that you are holding, anything on you, that's why they could take handkerchief. That's why it's shadow. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so maybe tomorrow will this thing be carried still? No, it won't be carrying anything. No. Because it's not living. It's because there's a flow. Yeah. There's a flow. Flow that breaks yokes. That destroys yokes. Yeah. Because it's touching them. Okay, I'm not touching anybody now. Yeah, receive. It's a flaw. So what if you're in your room and you're praying? It's a flaw. What if you're in your room, you're worshiping? It is a flaw. You say, well, everyone, I'm not in church. Yes. Except that operation will go through his word. So that will make you now to be expectant when you're in any of this situation. And that's what God expects. The just shall live by. It's not just that we dabble in and out of it. No, we live. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. Somebody wants a little bit more. Why don't you stand up and just say, Father, I'm open. Just fill me in the name of Jesus. If you do it, some of you will receive what you want straight away. Why? Can I talk to the pastors quickly? Hallelujah. Just receive. Forget me now. Say, Jesus is behind you. Fill me afresh. Fresh oil. In the name of Jesus. Come on, receive. In Jesus' name, receive. This is the beginning of the year for you. Hey! You say why? Because there will be an anniversary of today in the coming years in your life. You say, yes, I remember. You celebrate it. I celebrate it. Hallelujah. Your walk with the master will be of a new dimension from today in the name of Jesus. It will affect your finances, sir. But that does not mean that if you don't give your tithe, you say, no, I won't give my tithe. I'll just believe. No. It comes with instructions. Go and do what the Bible says. And you see this. Oh. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. 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 Yokes will be destroyed here tonight. In the name of Jesus. The kind of yokes that you are scared of that may ruin your life, they will be destroyed tonight. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, see, it doesn't matter who, there is a flow. When they lay their hands, life will flow. When he said, power has gone out of me, go and check your strengths. It's the same word as life. Hallelujah. I believe, just like we try to explain it by the grace of God, his life flows. It flows. See, he positions himself in your spirit man. Your spirit man is the only part of you that can hold him, that can accommodate him. So when he stays there, then it from there affects your mind and your body. Are you hearing me? And if it's the Spirit of God, let me tell you, it comes with wisdom. Oh yes. It comes with power. Yes. It comes with fortitude, counsel, knowledge. If it is the Spirit of God. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, let me tell you what will happen. I'm not saying it for everybody, but for as many as, you know, because you know, you pray the gift of the Spirit in the Spirit. And for your assignment, you give some special ones. And sometimes, just momentarily, you get some to do some things. But because of your calling, for some people, it like it's permanent with them. Certain gifts. You know, there are 9 of them. Praise God. Amen. Or varieties of 9. There are many varieties, but all 9, as it were. So right now, in the name of Jesus, first of all, whatever infirmity has been worrying your life, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, I mean in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Oh, that's right. Spirit of epilepsy, I break you now in the name of Jesus. Go! Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes. Even if it's not you particularly, if in your family, if it's your family, it's giving way in the name of Jesus. Every form of barrenness, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Every form of fear, I destroy in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. 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 Every strong man tormenting your life, I command you to lose your hold in Jesus' name. I say lose your hold right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 The water that is seeking to drown you, you are afraid of being drowned by it. Now that's metaphorical. I don't know what kind of water is this. No, it won't drown you. I say in the name of Jesus, it cannot drown you. As a matter of fact, master that water in the name of Jesus. I speak a mastery over your life in the name of Jesus. I say you take charge and take control in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, I feel strongly my spirit man like Paul in the wreckage. He says the angel of the God, whose I am and who myself is standing here by me tonight. And he said to me, he said, do not be afraid. There will be no loss of life. yeah. And I feel like saying that to somebody here. There will be no loss of what you think is about to be lost. I command a restoration in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now it's beginning to get clear to the powers that be. The Bible says to the intent that it might be made known to the principalities and powers by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. Now you see, it's not because you are looking for them, but because they think they can stop you. Oh, I feel the fire. And then they suddenly see that they made a mistake. Because they'll be dealing with what they cannot handle. Receive the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, say this life of God flows. It flows. Now, wait. How do you explain from the day that Joseph entered the house of Potiphar? Something entered. From the day that Daniel got into Babylon, something entered. How do you explain that? And let me make it better. Not something, someone entered. From the day that Taiwo enters, someone enters. You can put your name there. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. I say from the day that Taiwo enters, something enters. Someone enters. Hallelujah. You say, what do you mean? Because that's his pattern. If it's God, they will see God. I say they will see God. And that's why beyond being blessed tonight, begin to be a blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, how do you explain? Everywhere he went, he was undoing the work of the devil. Everywhere he went. Because everywhere he entered, someone entered. And you see, the amazing thing is that it's more on me than it was on Daniel, than it was in Joseph. Joseph was just on them. He was with them and on them. But in my own case and in your own case, he's on me, he's with me, he's in. So can I say with all boldness, and I believe God, you will receive with all boldness, that from today, anywhere you get into, and it is dark, maybe dark of morality, dark of the fear of God, dark of breakthroughs, dark of provision, dark of protection, dark of confidence, anywhere you enter into that can be defined by darkness, you'll be the light in the name of Jesus. Your light will shine in the name of Jesus. Because of who is in you and who is with you and who is on you, his life flows. So expect the positive. Expect the turnaround. Expect the healing. Expect the breakthrough. I mean, he said, if there be any good reports, because the righteous shall live by faith. I say from today, not only go blessed, but everywhere you go, blessings will trail you. In the name of Jesus. I just want to give him praise and give him honor. If you lift up your hand, whatever you desire for the Lord, one thing, just one thing that is most important to you, the thing that you will remember tomorrow. Say, God, I'm not testing you. I'm only practicing what I've heard. I know you are beyond this. So I lift it up to you. Take it. Make it what you want me to be. Help me. In Jesus' name. Then the last one, the gifts you need to fulfill your assignment. Receive. In the name of Jesus. In all boldness. In all boldness. In all boldness. I say in all boldness and confidence. Because you know you have access. I say receive in the name of Jesus. Prophecy. Word of wisdom. Word of knowledge. Healings. Miracles. Come on. Designing of spirits. Come on. Tongues and interpretation. In the name of Jesus. Diverse tongues. In the name of Jesus. Which one have I not mentioned? I think I've mentioned all. Gift of faith. Yeah, receive in the name of Jesus. Everything you need, receive, receive, receive. In addition, receive favor, wisdom, peace. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. The Bible says, thou shalt keep in perfect peace. Whose mind? You know why? Because there will be a flow.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukeju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.